Is there anybody in the industry that you would work with, that you want to work with, that you haven't worked with already? I mean, you done already worked with some of the greatest in the business, but maybe it's somebody with some talent that don't nobody know about, that you feel if you and him put your heads together, or her, that it would just be like, oh, wait.
A new artist, I like Snow Allegra. She's dope. Snow Allegra. She got some dope ass music. And then as far as like somebody that I've really been on to work with for a long time, Sade. I'd love to do a record with Sade.
Oh, that would be dope. That would be right. Sade just dope.
That's what I'm saying. So real smooth and poppy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she from that era that, you know, she can't miss. I don't think Sade ever missed. Man, you know, a couple weeks ago, man, I get a call, right? And it's from your son.
For real?
Yeah. You know the one that used to play football?
For real, Dirty
Deal. Yeah, he told me, he said, man.
He's a filmmaker now.
He said, I'd rather make films than play football. I say, you know what, nephew? I don't blame you. Yeah, so we chopped it up for about 30, 40 minutes, man. And, you should be proud of him.
Thank you, bro.
He got his head on right.
Yes, sir.
And you know he want to make you proud. So
yes, sir.
Be looking for some great things to come from him. He seems like he's a hard worker. And, he tries to get to the bottom of everything that he get to. You know, he got your brother-in-law to talk, so.
That's why I was like, damn, I don't know how you did that, because he old school. You know, old school niggas don't have nothing to say.
No, especially not who.
They not with the interviews. They not with none of that shit, nigga. My life is my life, nigga. I'm not nothing, nigga.
Yeah, and you know, he the boss. You know, who
right.
He is the boss.
Right.
Whatever he had, he the boss. He gonna run it.
Right, as he should. The iron.
So you know, I was shocked when he told me that that Hootie was helping him do the life story, and I think it's gonna be a hit as well, because they got a whole lot of interesting stuff that happened in their life, and another one of them California stories that definitely need to be told.
Right, and thank you for helping and being a part of it. And eventually, you know, we'll get to the. To the woo-wop. You know what I'm talking about?
Ain't no question. I ain't worried about that no way, though. We gonna get to the woo-wop and the woo-wop anyhow. You know what I'm saying? In so many different ways, you know, just with us as black men working together and networking and socializing means so much to me that people wouldn't even understand, man. I was in New York about right before this virus broke out, and you hit me. And you say, me and you gonna get some money together. And I was like, damn, man. Snoop recognized. And it made me feel so good, man, that I'm gonna have an opportunity again. We already had started doing the movie together, but now we finna really get some bread together. You know, especially in this marijuana.
But that's what it's supposed to be. It's legal, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They took it from you this time. Now you get to take it right back.
For real. And they can't never come and take it.
Right. See, that's what you do when you plant those seeds, your little home is supposed to grow. So when you come home, we're supposed to be able to get you a flower. Because it didn't grow into that. You know, eat your flower while you're here. Here you go. And get back in the game, and now do it this way, and do it with your Fortune 500 mind. But now maximize the strength of us being on the right side of the ball.
Real talk.